This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And amazingly, these people who were thrown out of Spain were not Berbers or Arabs. Berbers and Arabs are very few in Spain. Always, always. The majority of Spanish Muslims were native Spanish. They were Hispanic. They were Spaniards. They were either Basque or they were other Spanish ethnicities. They were native Spanish. Hundreds of thousands of them were thrown out because of their religion. And you know what was used against them? Demographics. The fear which is being used today to inflate Islamophobia in Britain, in Europe, in America, as well as India. Same propaganda used by Islamophobic establishments then is being used today. Spain at the time, in 1580s, 1590s and 1600s, was heavily persecuting the Muslims in Spain. These people were called Moriscos. They had been forced into Catholicism. They were forcefully converted. When Isabella and Ferdinand in 1492 took the last stronghold for Muslims, Granada or Granada, they forced the entire Muslim population. They went against all the agreements. They made agreements that Muslims will be allowed to keep their churches, their religion. They will be allowed to live in peace. We just want to conquer all of Spain. So Muslims were forced to sign this agreement. But then immediately after the takeover, the agreement was broken and the entire Muslim population was forced into Christianity or die. So people pretended to save their lives. They pretended, right? And in secret, they would do salah and they would do their celebration in Eid and in secret. And wallahi, there are books written on this topic. Books written on the plight of Moriscos, how they were brutalized. It is so painful reading this story. It's unbelievable. We Muslims are so ignorant of our history. Wallahi, if we were to read history, we would learn lessons. The state of the Moriscos for one century, it was so painful that it is unbelievable. The pains they went through to keep their religion and their identity. And they even rebelled at times. There were rebellions against the Catholic government in Spain because the Muslims were being cornered. Again and again, they were being brutalized. The Inquisition was on their case. They were not allowed to keep the religion. They wouldn't even burn candles at the time of Fajr because they would be watching. The spies would be watching. So Muslims in Spain for one century were seen as the fifth column because the Ottoman power grew after Sultan Muhammad al-Fatih took Constantinople in 1453. And the Ottomans became a very big power in the Mediterranean Sea. The Spanish, they started to feel threatened by the Muslims within Spain because they felt that if Ottomans attacked us from outside, which the Ottomans were already threatening, the Muslims will attack us from inside. So Muslims are facing a lot of oppression in Spain at the time. And this is why in the year 1609, Philip III, the King of Spain, he picked up all the Muslims in Spain and they were exiled to North Africa, Morocco and Algeria. They were all sent. Even today, you will have families in Morocco. They are originally Spanish. And amazingly, these people who were thrown out of Spain were not Berbers or Arabs. Berbers and Arabs are very few in Spain. Always, always. The majority of Spanish Muslims were native Spanish. They were Hispanic. They were Spaniards. They were either Basque or they were other Spanish ethnicities. They were native Spanish. Hundreds of thousands of them were thrown out because of their religion. And you know what was used against them? Demographics. The fear which is being used today to inflate Islamophobia in Britain, in Europe, in America, as well as India. Same propaganda used by Islamophobic establishments then is being used today. These Muslims are breeding too fast. They will outnumber us and then we will be put on the back foot. Therefore, do something about this, about them. Okay, stop the immigration. Stop bringing them in. Stop their mosques. Stop their culture. Stop their religion. Some, you know, slowly and steadily is getting there. Laws are being passed in France, in Austria. You know, imagine 20 years ago, we could not imagine that the politicians will be using this language against Muslims. We could not imagine this. Just like we could not imagine. Can we imagine anyone using that language today against the Jewish people? We don't want anyone to use that language against anyone. But why is this language being used against the Muslim people throughout Europe and laws are being passed? Same card was used by the Spanish king and his advisors, that if you leave Muslims long enough in Spain, the Spanish are not producing enough children because some of them become celibate because of Catholicism, because they're religious. Others join the church, others go on wars. So very few children. And Muslims are breeding very fast, so they will outnumber us. So the solution was throw them out. Hundreds of thousands of them, they perished on the way to the coast. They were robbed, they were brutalized, they were starved, they died in the ships. Ships drowned when they traveled through the land. So this is why I want you to read books on Moriscos. One book in particular is by Henry Charles Lee. Henry Charles Lee. Lee is L-E-A. It's called The Moriscos. Read the book and you will realize what the Muslims at that time in Spain had to go through. Amazingly, the charge was exactly the same. India today, the BJP government in India today is using the same rhetoric. The Muslims, they are breeding fast. They will outnumber Hindus. It is impossible to do that. It is impossible to outnumber Hindus. In fact, Hindus are having more children than Muslims. But this propaganda, false propaganda, to spread fear, okay, that Muslims will outnumber us. Our culture will be extinct.